This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Almost heaven.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Yeah, I need to hear a little bit of this right now after what I just heard.
Mountains, Shenandoah River.
They destabilized civilization by design.
Life is old.
They're bringing it down. And I've been doing this 30 years, and I see a huge awakening and really positive things. But, man, this Q crap. And, boy, our audience would have been much bigger if I hadn't opposed that. And I hadn't told you they were going to move Trump, and I hadn't told you they were going to assassinate Biden at the inauguration 3.5 years ago. And we're 190 days out from the election, and it's the same cuckoo crap all over the place. Because people want to believe someone's coming to save them and the military is awesome. The military is a wreck. All the best people are out of it. It's all Hollywood, folks. And the reason I say that is it's farmers. And it's auto mechanics. And it's truck drivers. And it's school teachers. And it's police officers. And it's firefighters. And it's family counselors. And it's pastors. And it's factory workers. And it's an average military people that are going to save this country by telling the truth, by loving God, by not submitting to the left. But they want to give us a fantasy that everything's fine and we're winning while we're not. Like MTG said at the start of the show, what a balance. MTG dead on versus total mental breakdown cuckoo land. That's where we are. You know, I love to quote Churchill all day, but he said at the beginning of World War II, he said, all I can promise you is a lot of pain, even worse pain if we don't win. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat this stuff and give people a bunch of BS. The most brainwashed people are people in intelligence agencies. They're given the real brainwashing. Of course, because the deep state wants to keep them compromised and controlled. Here's Tucker Carlson making a great point about nuclear weapons or bioweapons or any of this. Why are we doing this? Why are we playing with our own destruction? Here it is.
Well, you could say the same about the atomic bomb, right?
Yes, you could.
And you could say that we have to develop it like Oppenheimer felt before the Nazis did.
I'd love that. How'd that work? How'd that work?
Well,
I love, by the way, that people on my side, I'll just admit it, on the right, you know, have spent the last 80 years defending dropping nuclear weapons on civilians. Like, are you joking?
Right.
That's just like prima facie evil.
Yeah.
You can't, well, if we hadn't done that, then this, that, the other thing, that was actually a great savings line. No, it's wrong to drop nuclear weapons on people. And if you find yourself arguing that it's a good thing to drop nuclear weapons on people, then you are evil. Like, it's not a tough one, right?
Is that
a hard call for you? It's not a hard call for me. So, with that in mind, like, why would you want nuclear weapons? It's like just a mindless, childish sort of intellectual exercise to justify, like, oh, no, it's really good because someone else will get it. How about no? How about, like, spending all of your effort to prevent this from happening? Would you kill baby Hitler, you know, famously?
Right.
So I don't know why we're sitting back and allowing this to happen if we really believe it will extinguish the human race or enslave the human race. Like,
yeah.
How can that be good?
Read Anthony Sutton's Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Hitler wasn't controlled. He was funded and wound up. They had a psychological profile to be the pretext to then build all this stuff Hitler was doing, but as the good guys. And that's the Hegelian dialectic. And that's what you've got to understand. It's like the spending bill, $95.3 million and $9 billion goes to Hamas. I mean, come on, people. That's what's going on. And it's evil, sick brains that are coming up with all this. The great Gerald Celente takes over the next 55, 56 minutes. And then the amazing Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Central. We're still here. Thanks for your support. I appreciate you all. I don't want to prove to you how much your support is worth by shutting down, but we're close. And I don't know what's going to happen in the next few weeks, the next few months, but we're in very dire straits. Anybody telling you that everything's Magic Kingdom, it's Disney World, everything's fine, is selling you a pack of goods because they don't think you can handle the truth. I believe you can handle the truth. You know, they say in that great movie, You can't handle the truth. Chad Nicholson, well, I believe you can handle the truth. And we'll see you at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show and band.video. Thank you all for your support. Cheryl Swinton takes over now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And as Alex was saying, you know, you do what you can to support InfoWars. Journalism is dead. It's gone. And again, I call them prostitutes, the media whores to get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and government whoremasters. You look at the list of all the little clowns that they call, you know, journalists that are came from either the Repulsivekins or the Democrats. You know, I just had a conversation with a friend of mine, you know, talking about, well, you know, I'm not crazy about either one of the candidates, but I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils. Actually, that's like saying almost pregnant. And that's why we don't have any change in this country. Lesser of two evils. Why don't you grow up? I mean, this is what the narrative becomes. I'm very sad. You know, I'm a trend forecaster. And I've been at this 44 years. And World War III has begun. And it's just going to become, quote, official when there's a major attack or a false flag event. And if we don't stop it, what happened this past weekend with the passage of those bills to Taiwan, Israel, and Ukraine of $95 billion of our money to keep bloodying the killing fields, where is the outrage? Where is the outrage? And the numbers, I don't have them exactly in front of me. It was like 318 pro and 54 or 58 against sending that money as our country's rotting in front of us. And there's an article on InfoWars. And this is why you go to InfoWars. They have great information up there. And it's by Ron Paul. Ron Paul is the last person I voted for president. That was in 2012. And I'm very honored. I'm on his show from time to time. And I've been a guest speaker at his events. I admire him very, very much. If we had Ron Paul as president, America would be at the top for the American people, financially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But all we are, we're down in the bottom. When future historians go searching for the final nail in the U.S. coffin, they may well settle on the date of April 20th, 2024. Again, you can get this article not only from Ron Paul's Liberty Report, but it's on InfoWars. On that day, Congress passed legislation to fund 2.5 wars. And what's left of our privacy over to the CIA and the NSA, and give the U.S. president the power to shut down whatever part of the internet he disagrees with. This is America. the land of freedom and democracy. I was listening to Tucker Carlson, that short thing about, oh, the terribleness of nuclear bombs. You know how he bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And, yeah, but how about the destruction of the 2,000 bombs that are wiping out, it was about 35,000 Palestinians now since October 7th? Wounded, about 80,000 seriously wounded, according to the data. And where's the outrage? Where is the outrage over this? This is our government. This is who our leaders, our officials, official pieces of crap. This is terrible what's going on. They have just escalated World War III. Got it? But markets look at it differently. You go to Kitco, gold and silver prices are sharply lower in midday U.S. trading Monday on profit-taking pressures, which, of course, we said this was going to happen. We said there's going to be wild fluctuations in the precious metals market because the prices are rising so fast. So you always have that downturn on it. Week-long liquidation in the futures market. So they're selling out. Yeah. Okay. So far, these are just routine downside price corrections in a major bull market run, which we agree. More strong selling pressure this week would become more worrisome for the gold and silver bulls. There has also been, you ready? This is the important part. Perceived easing of tensions in the Middle East, which is a negative for the safe haven metals. Wrong. This is only a temporary pause in the Middle East. This war is going to continue to escalate. The Trends Journal is coming out tomorrow, and one of the articles in it about how lousy Israel's economy is doing. 6% of their employment, for example, goes to tourism sector. And then with, you know, what happened with Iran's attack, following Israel's attack on April Fool's Day, that's when the Israeli fools attacked the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria. As we used to say in the Bronx, payback's a bitch. So when Iran retaliated, sirens going off, the whole thing has changed. The vibe is gone. So this is hurting their economy. Now, what does it mean? Well, when all else fails, they take it to war. The worst economic conditions Israel slides into, the more they're going to ramp up the war to get the people's minds off the terrible economic conditions that have been created as a result of the war. Virtually nobody is talking about this. No one. So no, there may be a pause, but you got maniacs in charge. And as Alex Jones was saying, you know, when you look at the people who are running this country, and all the countries. I mean, who do you like? That little Gaston Macron, the little boy over there with a little pecker like that in France? Sunak, out of his mind, little jerk. But I married a very rich girl. Or lady. Olaf Scholz over there in Germany. They spelt it wrong. Scholz is doing it. It's an H and I and a T in it. One little jerk after another. The cover of the magazine coming out tomorrow is going to be, and again, this is being done before Alex was mentioning what he was mentioning about the crazy people running the show. The inmates are running the asylum. These are mentally deranged people. They are evil, demonic people. By their deeds you shall know them. They're murderers and they're thieves. Speaking of the thief level, this is from today's Wall Street Journal. Article down the bottom. Funds depose banks as Wall Street's kings. And they got this chart. Giant investment companies are taking over the financial system. Investment companies? Isn't that a nice name for the gang that's controlling the show? Investment companies. Top firms control sums rivaling the economies of many nations. They are pushing into new businesses, blurring the lines that define who does what on Wall Street, and nudging once dominant banks towards the sidelines.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To fund 2.5 wars and hand what's left of our privacy over to the CIA and the NSA. When you put in the intelligence agencies, which is really an oxymoron, because what great intelligence have they ever provided? When you put their money into the defense budget, we're looking at over $1 trillion a year going into defense as our country is rotting in front of our eyes. Yet, nearly $100 billion this past Saturday goes to keep bloodying the killing fields in Ukraine. And Israel, or Israel's genocide, by the definition. And now, giving money to Taiwan? What, are you kidding me? I think Taiwan, I'm not sure, I think it's like the fourth richest country in the world. 14th, rather. And Israel's like the 30-something. And these are rich countries. And we're giving them our money, our taxpayer money, as people living paycheck to paycheck, 63% of Americans, as the streets are filled with homeless, crazy people everywhere, migrants flooding into the country. And again, nothing went for the borders. That was another article that InfoWars had in there on Sunday. None of this money is going to protect we the people. And, as I said, it's ramping up the war. This is from Reuters. Moscow warns of direct clash with West over Ukraine. Russia said on Monday that U.S., British, and French military support for Ukraine has pushed the world to the brink of a direct clash between the world's biggest nuclear powers that could end the catastrophe. Hey, did Taylor Swift have sex last night? I haven't heard about Johnny Depp lately. Amber Heard, I never heard of her either. I mean, all right? This is serious. We are on the verge of nuclear annihilation. Again, I just read to you from Reuters what they're saying coming out of Moscow. President Vladimir Putin's 2022 vision of Ukraine has touched off the worst breakdown in relations between Russia and the West since 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, according to Russian and U.S. diplomats. It's 2 days after U.S. lawmakers approved billions of dollars in additional military aid to Ukraine. Lawmakers. Could you imagine calling a little clown boy of nothing? A little piece of scum crap who calls himself a Christian. Mike Johnson. Could you imagine calling these clown boys and girls lawmakers? Lawmakers. Little lying scum freaky pieces of crap. These are our lawmakers. I just had a friend say to me, you know, Gerald, more people would listen to you if you didn't get so angry. I said, take it. I don't want to hear it now. You bet I'm angry. You bet I'm angry. As St. Thomas Aquinas said, he who is not angry when it's justifiably moral to be angry is immoral. It is justifiable now to be angry. Unless you like seeing the pictures that they hardly show of little blown up little babies and girls and boys in Gaza, maybe that gets you, you know, hard like you like it. Not a word about why the Ukraine war started and how the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych back in 2014, that we wrote about in detail in your Trends Journal. This is when it was a quarterly, spring edition. See how happy that guy is? Victoria Nuland, who just left, passing out cookies and candy at Maidan Square with John McCain, caught on the telephone saying, F you to the EU. She used the proper language. I can't say the word. We're putting yats in there. A little boy of nothing, Yatsenyuk. They threw out Yanukovych because Ukraine's been broke. They need money. They're going to do a deal with the EU and the IMF. And Putin said, I got a better deal for you. I'm going to give you lower interest rates. And I'm going to cut your gas and oil prices. Yanukovych says, sure, we'll go with you. Now you got to go with the IMF, the International Mafia Fed, a monetary fund, and the EU, the ECB. Yeah. People have no idea this. I can't get into discussions with anybody anymore. They don't know anything. I publish a magazine. The last week was almost 200 pages, you know, week after week. I put the facts down. And we're fact. Yep. Yep. Lavrov said, this is the top guy there in Russia, Western support for Ukraine was putting the United States and its allies on the verge of direct military clash with Russia. Quote, the Westerners are teetering dangerously on the brink of a direct military clash between nuclear powers, which is fraught with catastrophic consequences. Of particular concern is the fact that it is the troika of Western nuclear states that are among the key sponsors of the criminal Kyiv regime, the main initiators of various provocative steps. We see serious strategic risks in this, leading to an increase in the level of nuclear danger. I don't know what the Yankees are going to do this year. You know, I hope they got it. That's where the people's minds are. This is serious. This is deadly serious. And where are the billionaires? Could you imagine if Musk, if Bezos, if Gates, if Zuckerberg, all these billionaires, each one of them gave $1 billion apiece, we'd have peace.
Airline. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And there you see it. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. And you go to jonestrends.com, you get 10% off. And, again, it costs you like $2.50 a week. Nothing. And we're giving you what you can't get anywhere else. Again, Trend is your friend, and we're giving it to you. Going back to what's going on with this war, you go back to your Trends Journal. Before the war began on February 22nd, 2022, it began on February 24th, the headline cover of the Trends Journal magazine, from COVID war to Ukraine war to world war. World War III's already begun. There's going to be a false flag event, as I said, or some nuclear exchange, something big that makes it official. We said that there was no way in the world that Ukraine could defeat Russia. And again, everything is not talked about. The people have no idea about it, about how the Ukrainians were killing about 15,000 people in the Donbas region, which is, you know, mostly Russian-speaking people in Ukraine. They didn't vote for this government that they put in there. They believed in Yanukovych, who they threw out. They killed 15,000 of them. This is a retaliation from Russia. But you're not allowed to retaliate. And these are the facts. You know, I'm a close combat guy. We attack the attacker. I don't attack anybody. I'll attack the attacker. So here's the hypocrisy. The United States and the EU are putting more severe sanctions on Iran because of Iran's attack on Israel last week. How come they don't put sanctions on Israel for its attacks against Iran in blowing apart their consulate in Damascus, Syria? They could do that. Israel could bomb oil fields and depots in Iran. That's okay. Iran's not allowed to attack. You're not allowed to attack the attacker. The hypocrisy, Israel should have sanctions on them for the crimes that they are committing. They keep stealing Palestinian land. The numbers I've seen are up to 7,000 acres since the October 14th, 2023 attack by Hamas. Against United Nations Article 242 and the Geneva Convention. But, hey, they could do it, and we're going to send them more money to do it. That we are sending $26 billion to Israel and some $60 billion to Ukraine to keep these wars going, this is demonic. And going back to the reality, there's no way that Ukraine is going to win this war. And as I said, going back to Israel, no way that they escalate this. They're destroying their economy. And again, when all else fails, they take you to war. What followed the dot-com bust? The war on terror. What followed the Great Depression? World War II. So going back to oil prices, oh, there was big news last week. Bank of America said that Brent crude could hit $130 a barrel if the Middle East meltdown keeps melting down. Guess what? Go back to your Trends Journal. We've been writing about this week after week since January. $130 a barrel, right out of our mouths. Right in my podcasts. And now Bank of America says that you better watch out. Brent crude goes to $130 a barrel. Look how much gas prices have gone up already. I guess since they're low, they're up about, what, 60 cents a gallon? they go up to $130 a barrel, the equity markets are going to crash, the global economy is going to crash, and gold prices are going to skyrocket. And we don't give financial advice. There are no ads in the Trends Journal. Ad free. So these are the things you have to look out for, because this is right out of Euronews. European Union countries who own air defense systems are under pressure to step up their assistance for Ukraine. It is just what Lavrov, the Russian diplomat, the foreign minister, has warned. The Westerners are teetering dangerously on the brink of direct military clash between nuclear powers, which is fraught with catastrophic consequences. I recommend that those of you who are interested in a bit of history is to listen to or read John F. Kennedy's speech to graduating students at American University in June of 1963. June, July, August, September, October, November, 5 months later. Jack, you're dead? Yeah. It was all about peace. And in this speech, he says that we should not hate the people of the Soviet Union. They suffered more than anybody else in World War II. He said over 20 million were killed. The numbers now are about 25 million. And he goes on to say they lost their land, their factories, their farms, their homes, from the equivalent of Chicago East. And he warns that if we go and have an atomic bomb exchange with the Soviet Union, life on Earth will be gone within 24 hours. That's 1963's atomic bombs compared to the nuclear weapons they have today. Oh yeah, but I got a bomb shelter. Don't forget, put your hands behind your head and bend down and kiss your butt goodbye. Yeah. The stupid ads they ran about what to do in case there's a nuclear war. We have evil, demonic people in charge, and that's why you need to support InfoWars. These are, as my I am, I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. I just had a friend, well, you know, why don't you enjoy yourself? You know, you don't have to keep going on like this. And I can't enjoy myself in a world like this. I said, I'm doing everything I can. I launched Occupy Peace. I just don't talk about this. What are you going to do? Well, you know, there's not too much I could do. Oh, now everybody freaked out. You can't, all the stories I hear. Oh, there are missiles. There are drones going over Israel. Oh, look what Iran did. Look what Iran did. Yeah, but what did Israel do? Well, we don't know anything about that, but look what Iran did. My book, Trend Tracking. Bob and the Megatrends, Time Magazine. A whole section here, how I became a trend forecaster when the United States... Fall of the Shah, right there. What we did to Iran. I have no idea. Listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Stay tuned and support InfoWars.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show, and as I keep saying, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you, and we are in the most dangerous times of our lifetime. Again, what just happened with $100 billion going to the war machine, I mean, this is in front of everybody's eyes, lunacy. And again, it's just that what they say in InfoWars, you get that 360 win, you know? You get these great products, they help you, and they help InfoWars. And they have this great product they have now that's 40% off, their vitamin mineral fusion. It's been out of stock, but it's back in stock now, and it's a platinum standard. If you want the advanced multivitamin formulas, this is it, and it's returned. You can see it floating there, man. It came back. It's been out of stock for months now. So you better get it now, because it helps boost your natural systems, and you get your essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. Again, it's back in stock. People love this stuff because it helps them so much. And we really need to build ourselves up spiritually, physically, emotionally. And this is one of the products that helps you do that as well. And they got a great whole bunch of great contains, you know, vitamin C, D, E, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium. A bunch of natural nutrients. So do what you can. Don't wait, because if you wait too long, it's going to be gone. You want to boost your natural system with this great vitamin mineral fusion. You get 40% off. You go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and you really get that 360 win. That's it. You better get it now, before it goes away again. All right. As I said, by the definition, what Israel is doing is genocide. This is from Oxford. The deliberate killing of a large number of people from a particular nation or ethnic group with the aim of destroying that nation or group. And then we heard from, what's his name there, Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, saying how valuable this land is. Remember that, don't you? A couple of weeks ago. Here it is. And this is Jared Kushner's dad. Here it is. Jared Kushner has praised the very valuable, that's a quote, potential of Gaza's, quote, waterfront property. Yep. He goes on to say that it's a very unfortunate situation there, unfortunate situation of being slaughtered. But from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out of there and clean it up. Genocide. By the definition. And he who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice. And if you can live amid injustice without anger, you are immoral as well as unjust, said Thomas Aquinas. You know, these people who call themselves Christians, you're full of crap. Biden, what Christ are you talking about? And save your fairy tale crap for somebody else, shove it. What Christ are you talking about? The Prince of Peace? Disgusting. It's a disgrace to associate yourself with the Prince of Peace. Because you're nothing more than pieces of crap. Two Hezbollah commanders killed by IDF strike. Again, Israel keeps ramping up this war. I said gold prices went down because they're saying that things are calming down in the Middle East. They are not calming down. It's only going to heat up. And massive U.S. deficit poses significant risk to world economy, warns the International Monetary Fund. All right? That's from Financial Times. The IMF has warned the U.S. that it has huge fiscal deficits, have stoked inflation, and pose significant risks for the global economy. That's right. They stoked inflation, but they blame inflation like Powell, the Fed head, blame it on the plantation workers making more money. When they launched the COVID war and dumped trillions of dollars of cheap money into the systems, artificially prop it up. Yeah, you don't have to go to work. Don't worry about it. Here's some money. Yeah, that was inflation. But now, thinking about that headline, massive U.S. deficit poses significant risk to the world economy. When all else fails, they take you to war. And even though it poses a significant risk, what do we just do? Send another $100 billion to the military-industrial complex? Again, as the country's rotting in front of our eyes? Global economy to slow in coming years. Again, the IMF. The global economy slows. You think you got a banking crisis that's terrible now? It's going to get a lot worse. And again, thanks to the COVID war, we're destroying the lives and livelihoods of billions of people with their lockdowns. And what no one talks about, that is one of our top trends for 2024. And again, you go to jonestrends.com and get 10% off. It costs you like $2.50 a week, a lousy cup of coffee. Tech giants trim office space, dealing landlords major blow. This was from the Wall Street Journal. They don't say how this is going to crash the banking system. They keep saying that it's going to be taken care of and not to worry. At the very end of this article, you ready? San Francisco's office vacancy rate hit a record 36.7% in the first quarter, according to CBRE. You know what it was before the COVID war? 3.6%. So it went from 3.6% vacant before the COVID war to 36% vacant following the COVID war. How are the owners of these buildings going to pay off their debt? Their debt, which cost twice as much as when they bought the building because interest rates went up, and they got them vacant. They don't have any tenants. Goes back to gold. There's going to be an office crisis, office building bust, which we'd forecast, that's going to bring down the banking system. U.S. regional banks seen booking more commercial property losses and loan sales. This is another Reuters story. And they end it by saying, analysts, however, it's right here, analysts, however, do not expect turmoil from the banking sector's exposure to commercial real estate. In the Bronx, we used to say BS has its own sound. Analysts? What, with a brain bigger than a pea? There is $4 trillion worth of commercial real estate loans coming due in the next 2.5 years. $4 trillion. Your office occupancy rate is about 50%. Your office vacancy rate in the major cities is about 20%. New York City is 23%. All the businesses that depended on commuters, they're not doing great. Yeah, the dry cleaners are dried up, man. They're gone. Going out, one after another. So subscribe to the Trends Journal. We are in the most serious crisis, socially, politically, geopolitically, economic, in my lifetime. You go to jonestrends.com, and you better prepare to prevail and prosper in these times ahead. And please consider donating to Occupy Peace if you are for peace. And tell the billionaires to start donating money for peace. They put money in for peace, we'll have peace on earth. But the pieces of crap, they're not doing it. You gotta do it now, so do what you can to make it happen. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.